welcome everyone out tonight. This is Matt Jensen, the erstwhile chair of this committee. First thing I want to mention is that it hasn't been ratified by the City Council yet, but it appears that Ryan Mumford will take my spot as the City Council representative in SLive. I'm excited to have him continue on all the great stuff that we've done so far. Before we get into brainstorming for next year, I thought it'd be worthwhile for us to just do some review about 2017. What things worked and what things didn't work and how we can do things better. So this is just open to everyone. Let's talk about the events and what we liked and what we didn't. Has anyone not signed this? We'll send that back down there.
Do we need to get an extra chair? There's one right over here.
Just in case anybody else comes, right down here.
For me, I guess for the 5K, it would be nice to know the number that we're working with, because with the because of the transitions and everything with Steve leaving, that was difficult for.
That event's been hard to gauge. Some years we'll have 300, and other years we'll have 100.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's always a challenge.
Is the advertising always the same for
us? I don't know. I can't say.
One thing I'd like to see is a more uniform advertising plan. So
maybe
that we always go to these places and email here and post here.
I think that's a great idea.
So we've actually talked about as staff with the events around the 4th of July, to kind of advertise them together, getting more involved with the city as far as the car show, 5K, and the fireworks, kind of merging them as far as the advertising to kind of, I think it just makes sense, it's obvious. So we were actually working with the state administrative staff, and even Dan Checkitz was involved. We'd kind of done some just brief brainstorming on it, but I think that's kind of what we'd like to see as well.
I'd love it for this committee, though, if we just had like a one-page advertising plan that each committee chair would get for their event. I know when I was doing the Halloween 3K, I felt like I was reinventing the wheel, and I know I wasn't because there's so much history here, but I just didn't have access to it. So it would be nice to just be able to hand that to someone doing a new event and saying, hey, just check through all these things, make sure they picked up.
And along those lines, now we have people on our committee who have varying levels of organization, and so for some events it's handled very well. For my events, it's always like, oh shoot, it's 3 weeks till the event, I better tell people it's happening.
Have Roy write it.
Yeah. So I agree with you. Really, we should have something, maybe even an Excel spreadsheet where it says this is the day of your event, and it backs out this is how at this point you have to have the print into for flyers and for posters, and at this point you have to have whatever, and just kind of back out how far in advance, so that in January, when we don't really have anything going on, we know we actually do have things going on, because we know we need to start doing the advertising for the events happening in March and April.
Well, even for the specific events, if we had like a list of these are the things we do, the chair could elect not to do all those things, like,
right.
Well, we usually do this, but I don't think we need that. And it could have contact information for the graphic designer, and just like here's all the resources. It was difficult to feel like I had to track down and then brainstorm what are the things I'm missing that nobody's told me about before.
That's a great point. Good. Good. Anything else? I think some of the events were fantastic. It is just delightful to see so many kids show up for the Kite Festival. It's fun that I felt like we needed to expand the City Hall chambers in order to accommodate all the kids that came to Lori's NSL Reads event. We were bursting at the seams. That was really fun. Once again, a big turnout for the 5K and the Polynesian Cultural Festival. The park was packed and tons of people came for that. All those things were really, really great. We haven't quite got the recipe for getting people to come to the writing event. It's such a great event that it's just a shame that we don't get more people here to enjoy it. And the concerts have been kind of hit and miss. When the last two have been really well attended, but I know some in the past we've struggled with.
Has Shauna just done two at this point?
Let's think
three.
About that.
Has she done three?
Well, we did the Army Band play, and I understand it was not well attended at the park. And then we've done two events since then that were both really well attended.
So I think, and it may be sort of key to future events, it seems like when Shauna took over, because she's keyed into the music environment, she knows the people, she can bring the crowds. And if it carries on that way, that might be what we want to look to in the future. Who knows the music people? Who knows the runners? Who's the insider in the group?
I think that's a great point. One thing, though, that I do wonder about, and I've wondered about this all along, in fact, Ryan and I talked the other night at the city council meeting, and I expressed the same concern again, is, you know, I guess it's an existential question. Who's the audience? What's the target audience of our events? Shauna is keyed into the music community. A lot of people that come to those events are all the insiders that don't live in our city. It's great having 100 people show up to a concert. It's really fun. Some of those people are from our city. We noticed that in the past when Becky and I were doing it before Shauna. If we brought a group that had their own family and friends coming, we always had a packed house. If we brought someone that was just like two people performing, we had a hard time filling the hall. So there's value in an event happening whether or not people attend it. If they see that there's concerts happening, they like it. People like our city more because of that. But it would be nice also if the community embraced some of these events more than we've done in the past. And in my time on this committee, and I have not found the right recipe for keying into the community. So
Maybe we should wait till Shauna gets here, but I'd like to raise the question of the timing of those concerts. I think Sunday and I think 6 p.m. is, for me, prohibitive. I come once because I made a special arrangement in order to do it. And so I wonder if we should either move it later in the evening on Sundays or even on a different day.
And I'd be okay with that. The original time and date were picked by Becky Edwards when she was doing it, and we've never changed it since then, but I think that's worthwhile. Maybe when Shauna gets here, we can have that conversation. I know her thought was nothing's happening on Sunday otherwise, and also 6 p.m. means that you can get kids home and into bed before getting too late to school night. But I never had a dog in that fight. Whatever she wanted to do, I was willing to support. Good. Other thoughts about the year that's passed?
I thought everything we did was worth doing again. With the exception maybe of the writer's workshop. If we don't get enough people attending, it's maybe not worth bringing into really high quality.
It just makes you feel a little guilty that you have these awesome authors here, like sharing awesome information, and we don't have people to enjoy it.
That might be a thing like Shauna bringing in her musicians, right? The whole city of North Salt Lake doesn't want to become writers, but there's lots of people out there who do want to become writers. And if we want to support that and bring those people into the city, then we just maybe need to advertise a little differently.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I'd hate to give up on those writing things because they're so cool.
They're really cool.
Yeah, we just need to find the right way to get people to come, the right communities to come.
And I think I have it's mostly from the fall NSL Reads event, but I have a email list now of people who've signed up to get NSL Reads emails, and it's long, so it's building.
Good.
And I just send out whatever advertisement the city has done, so.
I wonder if there's, and I don't know if there is, because I'm not part of this community, but you hear that all successful writers have like a writing club that they all write together with. It's 2017. There's got to be a master, like something that connects all those people online.
There is a League of Utah Writers that I've never attended. I know it exists because of advertising for the club. But North Salt Lake doesn't have a chapter. And I don't know that there's a community big enough, but I think Bountiful has a chapter.
But even if we don't have a chapter, we could like send a flyer to them,
mm-hmm.
and they could send it to all of their participants. If I was an aspiring author in magic and saw that an author that writes magic was speaking in North Salt Lake, I would come.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was whatever. So those are great ideas. Good. Yeah, I want to echo Lori's thoughts as well. I thought the events this year were fantastic. They were enjoyable. Go ahead, Bruce.
I'm wondering how much advertising do you want to do for the fireworks show? It's so successful already. It takes an hour and a half for people to get off the mountain.
Yeah.
It is packed. And, you know, I worry if you get a crowd of 12,000 people? What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know how far that is off from what we've had.
It's more than that, I think.
Yeah.
It's, well, okay, 20,000.
Yeah.
Whatever.
By advertising, I think just we mean like banners and just the local stuff that we're already doing.
But I think adding the race, just
combining it, making it known that this all this is kind of part of one big thing.
Rather than
I'm not talking about
having it be piecemeal.
You know, we're not going to go hire an agency and try to get more people out there.
You know very well, you're there.
But I think that there's oftentimes with cities, they will bundle all their July 4th activities.
Yeah.
And
make it almost like one big continuing event.
Yeah, we've got five things that we're doing to celebrate July 4th,
and
they include all these things.
I think that'd be really nice.
Yeah, I don't think we need to. I think people know about our fireworks. Like, where
they certainly do.
The word's out about those. However, there is still grass on that hillside. So if we have 20,000 now and we had 25,000 come, so it takes longer to get off the hill.
Yeah, it's an extremely successful event. How big can you do it?
And the more people that come, then the cost per person of our fireworks drops off. If you're looking at it on that basis, you're not, huh?
I wonder if we could tap into that resource of so many people for our advertising for other events. I almost wonder if we had some sort of mobile banner that listed every event and the date they were. And then when, you know, we set them up on the corners when you're coming to the fireworks show or around or something, and then when you come to the next event, we would just set them up out in front. Even though those are less attended, you just see, it's the same banner, we see all of them, we print them at the beginning of the year.
The fireworks show is the last one.
Yeah. Well, this is exactly what we're talking about, though. So I don't know if you saw the banners we did for the fall cleanup this year.
Yeah.
There's like five or six locations where we've kind of figured out they're pretty good. And that's all it would be, just the banners. We'd have the banners printed that would be set up, kind of like what he's already done, but to include all the events, because somebody might know about that, but they don't know about the fireworks. I don't think we talk about and deal with the traffic control and everything. We're trying to figure out, we've talked about closing lanes. I mean, we're trying to figure out the best way to, because it is a mess. And
the problem are the pedestrians. That's the issue, is the pedestrians. Because we parked up on the hill that time, and coming out, you're just waiting forever for the stream of people to stop walking across the street. The cars can't move because there's people in the way.
Yeah.
And so how do we do that? Well, we could be much more militarized about forcing pedestrians to wait until the police let them across. But they don't go to the corner to cross; they just cross.
We're fully staffed with police. It's hard enough for them just to even deal with things.
Especially if there's multiple accidents.
There was accidents last year. There was an overdose last year. So our police were just stretched so thin. There's multiple situations.
Yeah, maybe we need to put up signs to restrict the drug users to certain greens. Like, only the eighth green is for those that are. That way we can monitor them better.
That might be some good advertising for
some people. We can tie into that community, is what you're saying.
We're going for a whole different demographic.
I think maybe what you're trying to get at, though, Ryan, with the banner that has all of the year's events, is it allows there to be the appearance of a slate of activities.
Mm-hmm.
I know as a resident, I felt like I would see one-off activities, like, oh, that's happening, and I had no sense that it's part of a larger slate of events throughout the course of the year, or that they would be repeated every year. I had no sense of that at all.
We did that. Last year for the first time, and I'm not sure that we made very good use of it, obviously.
We had that flyer this year. I thought that was really good.
Yeah,
I thought the flyer was awesome. Mm-hmm.
So I think we could make it much nicer and make it more fun. I mean, what we did last year, that was just a Word document that we did at the last minute, but...
I thought that was great.
We handed it out at the Easter egg hunt, and I think we could really take that idea and expand it and make it... easier for everybody to know, right? They come to the Easter egg hunt, or they come to the 4th of July, where there's a ton of people, and we're handing those out, and then everybody knows what's going on.
And at one point, I actually had a web page that I was populating, and I would put all the events that I knew, and so you could go on that page, and it would just list them sequentially, based on which was the next one that was up, and you could see the next three or four events that were going to happen, and the information as I knew it. But then we changed our web server, and how that was being managed, and lost that page. But initially what I'd envisioned is we just have a link to that on our city's webpage. We have a link to that on the bottom of every single thing that we have, and it was a little bit of work keeping it updated.
It's a unique website for just this group.
Yeah, it was just the NSL Live page.
I know we've talked a little bit about it, but I still think it would be nice for the North Salt Lake website to have just one. Right now there's a couple different ways to get to NSL Live, and each of them take you to a different place.
Too many clicks.
So there's two different things I have to keep updated.
They're in the process of redesigning the website right now. In fact, I think it's set to come out fairly soon. So I can say something to Linda about that and see if there's obviously we want some control on that.
Yeah, maybe if there's just no matter where you click, it takes you to one spot and it has all the NSL Live stuff. And then, I mean, I don't know, it would be really nice if someone had the ability to update it so that we could be updating it regularly without having to go through multiple people.
I'll look into that.
Do you know any of you that have seen the new webpage? Currently, the website has the activities split into different topics like NSL Reads, NSL Runs, NSL Plays. That to me feels a little bit disjointed, and it's harder to see that there's this larger recreation program going on. Is the new website doing that as well? Can we consolidate that so it's just this is what?
Yeah, it should just be NSL Live, I think.
Yeah, I think there should be an events drop down. You click on the events, it takes you to the NSL Live page, and our events are all listed.
And all of them are there.
Yeah. I agree. There was an idea that we were going to do branding about all the different stuff we were doing, and that's where we came up with all those things. But I think it's overly cumbersome. I agree. That maybe just
we just don't have that many activities, right?
Right.
We have a slate of, looks like maybe 8 activities, and that makes a nice flyer and it makes a nice web page all at once.
Yeah.
With one click,
yeah.
Make it so easy.
Super easy.
I agree with you, Lori. It's not easy to find.
And it's hard to keep updated.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there's lots of different clicks.
Great. That's all great feedback. Good. Well, let's do some brainstorming. We'll save Brett Levitre, however you say his name, until Shawna gets here and she can talk about him. But he wanted to entertain the idea of a community choir. And I got this email from Callie saying that she was... Oh, speaking of Shawna.
Hi.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
We did a review of last year. Maybe before we go to the new stuff, we did a review of last year. One item that came into question was about the time and day of the second Sunday concerts.
Uh-huh.
That wanted to know if we wanted to consider doing it at a different time or a different day, and it was just up for discussion. And I said that the original time was picked because that's when Becky wanted to do it, and there was no further thought than that. So I guess we don't need to discuss it now, but just something for you to mull over and maybe discuss in a future meeting.
Was there a concern about the time and day?
I brought that up. I know for me, 6 o'clock on Sunday is really difficult, and I wonder if other people find that themselves in that situation. Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock might be early enough to get kids to go home, but to get them fed and to an event by 6 is also really difficult. But that might not be the audience that we're looking for, so that was my concern. But you don't seem to think that there's a concern about the time.
No, I don't. Not on a Sunday. If we were on a weeknight or a weekend, probably 7 or 7:30 would be better, but...
I will say that during the summer, when we were doing summer concerts, it was really hot at 6 p.m.
Mm.
However, in the September time slot, we couldn't do it at 7. The sun goes down too early.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 was great. So I know that was something that factored in. We did have some concerts where we had to try to find shade for people.
I'll give that some thought. That's a good consideration.
Awesome. Okay, so we were just starting the brainstorming. Actually, do you want to, since he's top on the, she didn't have, let's get her agenda. I had Brett listed first because you'd mentioned that in the email. Is he going to come tonight?
He was going to come about 7.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Never mind. We're not talking about
him?
Brett yet. He's just going to wait. Okay. So let me go through Callie's suggestions. She had said it'd be fun to do a short film festival where 5 to 7 minute long films, we take a theme similar to the NSL Reads theme, and the films have to display either NSL Park or NSL somewhere, North Salt Lake, somewhere in the story, and we could invite all the budding filmmakers to do a little film thing and then screen them in either City Hall or in a park or something like that. Kind of a fun idea. She also mentioned doing a play, skit, or theater in our little amphitheater in the summer, which we have done that in the past. And then the last thing is an art competition / show. We received submissions and turned City Hall into a gallery for a weekend to show off submissions and winners. I think those are all fun ideas. I guess maybe when you talk about how we want to discuss these things, I'd really prefer if we all just kind of throw out every idea we can think of, and then at the end we talk through which ones.
Should we go through our list of events that we are currently doing and make a firm decision if we're repeating all of those? So
sure.
Any other ideas are in addition to those rather than a replacement of those.
That sounds great.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, go ahead.
That whatever we decide at the end of brainstorming, I think that anything that doesn't have a chair shouldn't be an event.
Agreed.
Okay. Mm.
Agreed.
So really what that means is anything that doesn't have a chair, we'll just assign to Callie. If you don't come.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Matt, you talked about a film festival, and then you talked about screening. So will there be a committee to preview?
We'd have to preview
okay.
What? I mean, we wouldn't just let people come and stick in their thumb drive and show us whatever they've made. We definitely want to.
Could be a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah. And that does get tricky anytime that you are, that we then become the censors.
That's right.
Because if we invite the public to, if we provide a public forum, we can't then censor that without maybe their consent. So maybe what we have to do is, in order for people to participate, they have to essentially consent to be censored by us.
Yeah.
That, or it could be like a contest. So you have divisions and you have winners, and those are the only ones that are
there. You go
displayed. Then it's sort of
that's true. We have an attorney at the table, so we can.
It's a really good idea.
It is,
because then there's no limitation of freedom of speech of any way, shape,
everyone
or form.
Everyone can participate.
Everyone can participate. We review, choose winners. We could pick winners based on any qualifications that we decide, and then show those.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And with the book club, I have never had any trouble with the stories. The stories are all fantastic, and you know, they're basically family community events.
Right.
If
and I think the preponderance of the responses we'd get for a film festival would be the same thing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But you might get someone who's
all you need is one.
That's right. You're just looking for a okay, so I'm gonna start making notes then here. We've talked about short film festival.
Excuse me,
okay.
I'll be back in a minute when the planning commission's over.
Okay, now is also a good time to give things to Ryan to share.
seen the brine shrimp that ate Salt Lake City?
No. Is that a short?
On YouTube, yeah. It's really old. It's black and white film that somebody did. It's a film noir that somebody did in
That's
Salt
awesome.
Lake City. It's a riot.
That's awesome. Okay, so I've got down here short film festival, play / children's theater, and art competition.
Those are all things we've sort of talked about in the past, and I think they're all great ideas. I just think it has to be somebody who really loves the idea who wants to run with it, otherwise
right.
It'll be mediocre.
Agreed. Okay. Oh, wait, we're going through this list. I got off the track. So let's talk about Kite Festival. Is that something we want to redo this year?
Yes.
It might be nice also when we go through this to identify our target audience. Like the Kite Festival is families and kids.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure that we have activities that appeal to all different kinds of residents. They're not all intended for kids. They're not all one style. So Kite Festival is families. And I love it. And I would be happy to chair that one.
Great. The author's workshop. What's your thoughts, Lori?
Well, that leads to me, and I'm off the committee next March.
If we accept your resignation.
So, I don't know what that means for the event. Obviously, between the two, the workshop and the NSL Reads fall event, the fall event is much better attended and has a stronger history. It's been going longer. But I think the writer's workshop has value, and I think that it could grow when we reach the right community. So I think it's worthwhile. I don't know whether it's something the committee does, and I won't have heartburn if nobody else does. I don't
so
care very much.
At this point, you're not committed or interested in continuing to chair those events, or not, or maybe I don't need to put you on the spot right now.
I am not committed to it, and I would be happy to bridge the gap while we find somebody else to take it over.
Okay.
But I don't want it to become me for the rest of my life. I think if it's something that's of value to the city, that there's got to be someone else who'd like to do it.
Okay. Well, I thought the author's work, like, so I've already sort of expressed it. I thought it was really fun, but it was a shame that it was not as poorly.
Was this year different in attendance to the writer's workshop from previous
years?
We've
only done it 2 years.
Okay.
So it's got a short history. I think we have to find the right audience. And the audience is probably advertising at schools in English classes, getting the teachers to say you can get extra credit or something for going to this event. And also writing programs, the League of Utah Writers, other writing clubs and groups.
Both times we've done it, we've put it in May because we thought it was a nice kickoff to our summer reading program. But it wasn't always the best time for the schools.
Mm-hmm. Maybe March or something.
Or even January. Nothing's happening in January.
Nothing's happening in January. It's super boring for February.
Yeah, both of those would be months where I'm sure the teachers would be more than happy to encourage their kids to come.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time May comes,
so
it's crazy.
It's focused on the target audience. So for the Kite Festival, it's North Salt Lake families, and if others come, that's great. But for the writing workshop, it is North Salt Lake writers, but that's not sufficient, right?
Yeah, so I think the target, I mean, the way we've done it for the last 2 years was making it anybody who's able to pick up a pen and write. And I think that includes little kids, and we've had basically 3 prizes for people who, so the authors speak, and then there's a writing exercise,
mm-hmm.
and then call for volunteers, and we've had 3 prizes for like a child, a teen, and an adult. So we've been targeting everybody, thinking that then you don't have to get a babysitter. But
and I think those that have come, I mean, it's been really heartwarming for me to see these kids write a little scene from their made-up idea and then, like, clamor to share it. Like, everyone wants to share their thing that they've written. That's been really fun. So I think that the authors have done a great job and the writing
mm-hmm.
have done a great job of appealing to all three
mm-hmm.
groups.
Are the authors that have come in your personal contacts?
They're Matt's
personal
contacts.
They're both friends of mine. But it's the same 2 authors have come both times.
Do you think they'd be willing to come again, or is it just too small a crowd for them?
I think Dan would come as long as he could. Lisa, I think, seems more big time to me. But
she's big time. I mean,
but she might come again if we could guarantee her a crowd. They shared different stuff both times, and both times it was really interesting.
Yeah, we've tried to pick a different topic each time so that they could. It would be like an ongoing program where every year you learn some new aspect of writing. So I think there's value if, I mean, Lisa is big time, and I don't know how long we can get her to keep coming, but she's fantastic. They're both fantastic. We have great authors coming. And
I noticed that too.
It's got real value. It's just the audiences haven't been there.
So if it's something that you think January is an ideal month for, I'm guessing it's too late to do that for this January.
Yeah, maybe we could.
So if we put
do
in
February, maybe?
It wouldn't be too late to do February.
But I wonder if we shifted it, rather than going writing festival, reading program, readers at the end, whatever we call it, the magic show writing event at the end, if we didn't, at that event, advertise for our workshop that's to take place in January.
Yeah, that's
so
a good
maybe
idea.
Take this year off, and then next
and
fall,
that's what I was,
we just
yeah.
really, at that, where we have tons of people here, and everyone's excited about it, and there's people that have just won prizes for their writing,
mm-hmm.
at that point we say, hey, we're bringing some serious authors, we're going to do some fun stuff.
Yep.
And that gives time for you to maybe transition to someone else
mm-hmm.
who would take over
and move it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine in our city there are probably, not people necessarily like Lori, but people that love writing and would love to, this is something they could really sink their teeth into. I don't know how we find them.
Yeah, I don't know either. I do know that I didn't bring the comments in. I should bring them in next time. People like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've had comments in the past about, you know, my son wants to be a writer now. What do I do about that? You ruined my child. So I think there is value, and I think it's worth doing, but only if the committee thinks it is. Well, we try to build an audience. If we're only attracting 20 people, maybe it's...
I think that if we're only attracting 20 people, if we keep it kind of North Salt Lake is our focus, but if we wanted to be a city that does a writing event and has this program
and brings people in,
then it will grow, I'm sure. But we need to then decide, is that where we want, like, do we want North Salt Lake to be the city that does this, which I think is a very noble thing. We just need to, in my opinion, make sure we're not spread in so many directions. But I would vote for this direction.
Great. I think that's great feedback. Eaglewood Festival of Speed. Bruce?
There's no way we could undo that.
you're still good for that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I have, if I'm not available, there is a fellow who's been by me the whole time. His name's Alan Simonson, and he lives up around the corner from me, very close in the neighborhood. And he'd be very good to be appointed to do it. He knows it. He's got as much experience at it. He knows the goals. He knows the format, why we do things the way we do. He'd be a good guy. So
good. However, for 2018, are you so excited to still continue doing it, or are you asking us to transition? Okay.
No, I'm not asking it.
Perfect.
Out. We just may not be here this year.
Oh, you might have something
else going
on.
Yeah.
You're not moving, right?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
What is the Festival of Speed?
It is a super
car
awesome
show.
Car show that
oh,
we do
fun.
On the second, usually the second. It's so the 3rd of July is our fireworks, and the night before that, Bruce brings in, and it's just a free car show, and we have hundreds of cars show up. We do it on the golf course, not on the fairway, but on the berm near the road. It's awesome. It is a really fun, super well-attended event.
I don't even like cars, and I love this event.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
It's quiet, and it's fun, and you see people, and you know, it's just very, it's very low-key. People like it for that reason. I've been to other car shows. PA system's just hurting your ears. Ours is for mature, and for mature people. Nice families.
Yeah, it's fun. Great. The 5K. I think that one has to continue. Question is, who wants to chair it?
I'll take it.
Nola, you got
Yay.
It again? You're awesome. Okay. There's no representatives here from the Polynesian Cultural Festival. Let's talk candidly about that event.
There needs to be a representative on this committee that's from their group, that they come regularly to meetings. I don't know how that would work.
Like have them attend or have them appointed to the committee?
There didn't seem, it seemed like there was more of a fracture between the organizing and carrying on of that event and other events that we've done, and I think that creates some problems. So I want to close that divide. That's one way to do that, is to have them be a part of the committee. There might be other ways to do that.
Right. So initially my position was, we'll do anything you guys want to do as long as you'll do it. When people came in, they said, well, I want to do a speaking circuit and talk about whatever. Great. Organize it. Well, I'll make it happen. Oh, well, I don't really have time for that. Well, in that case, that's not happening. And, you know, Bruce came and said, I want to do a car show. What do you need from me? Nothing. And then he just did it. And every once in a while comes and he'll say something like, can I get some new signs? Like, no one does more for less than Bruce. Whatever you want, you can have.
Can I get two more signs? Bountiful. Let me put them inside Bountiful.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, ask the new chair. But the answer will be yes, of course. Yeah, so the Polynesian Cultural Festival, when they came and approached me and said, we want to do this, I said, yeah, let's do it. But then there are a lot of financial demands that they have. It's a very expensive event to put on. For them and for us, the first couple times there were some ulterior motives that this last time weren't there, and so there was less incentive for them to do this, which meant they just kept coming and asking for more money from us, and finally we had to say no, we won't give you more money. But we still gave more money to the Polynesian Cultural Festival than any other event. of the year. I think we gave them $4,000 by the time it was all said and done. But the event was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And
that is another event that draws a lot of people not from North Salt Lake.
I think
so
a ton from out of our city.
That target audience is just another question. Is that where we want to put our money into creating the events? I thought it was great, but I think that the connection to this committee needs to be formalized a little more, I guess.
I think the whole event needs to be tied to the city. And we kind of talked about...
So off of this committee and put into the city.
Well, and we said this before, and I'm going to come across as very self-promoting maybe again, but the reason that would have had so many flaws if guys like John and we wouldn't have taken over, because they had lots of issues that went unnoticed because guys like John did a really good job making sure, and Public Works staffing of that event made it happen the way it did without glitches. And
which is another important point, that event more than any other event taxes city resources.
And I think we need to itemize that. I think
when we talk
to them and they come and say we want $4,000, we can say, okay, but we also did $12,000 of city staff and of garbage cans and of porta potties and all the other things, so they see the scope of what's actually going into that.
Yeah.
Is there a way to itemize that? Or
oh, we can certainly come up with a number. I will
yeah,
say
I
though that there have been movements in the past for our committee to absorb some of those extra costs, which I have always pushed back on. So I guess my concern is I'm happy for them to itemize it as long as we are firm as a committee and maybe
oh,
that Ryan is firm. That once the itemized numbers to get put together, they don't say, hey, you need to cover the $6,000 bill out of your committee's budget.
And there might not be interest in them if we're taking more of a hand in it. I don't know, kind of walking on eggshells. I don't want to.
Well, I don't think you'll hurt any feelings here. I know I can tell you, the city staff is not crazy about the Polynesian Cultural Festival.
Oh, I don't think we hated the event. I just think we have to be involved. Police have to be involved. The fire has to be involved.
What do you mean we say involved? Because you were there. You were already involved.
Managing it. They were driving on splash pads. We have to garbage, bathroom upkeep.
So you need city staff there.
City staff has to be there. Power. The stage, I mean, they did extensive damage to our park. We garbage cleanup. It just takes a lot of work.
It's basically, I mean, not as big, but it's basically a big event like the 3rd of July mm-hmm. fireworks, right? It's that kind of big event.
Yeah.
Parking issues. We really put together the last couple of years just a really well-developed plan for even managing because the fireworks is getting huge and just trying to manage traffic. And you're getting kind of into the same realm when you start talking about the way that this Polynesian Festival was
and
last year.
The 3rd of July has its own committee, right? And they have, right? There's a big committee that runs the fireworks.
That involves CERT people. Polynesians get into that same level.
And we know that the fireworks is going to happen every year because we have a committee and it's tied to the city and
it's
going to happen.
It's a committee of volunteers that just are committed and they just do it. There's none volunteers? I
was told I was going to do it.
Oh, well, yeah.
No volunteer.
There are individuals who say that are voluntold, but I'm saying that...
Dan Check it. There's a lot of people that are involved.
That volunteer.
That do a really good job with it.
I feel conflicted about the Polynesian Cultural Festival because I feel like it's a thing every year that may or may not happen.
We struggle with it.
And I think if it's going to be something that we make part of the city, that it should be like the 3rd of July. It's something we know is going to happen, and it's going to have a dedicated committee that's going to do it.
Here's part of the challenge of the Polynesian Cultural Festival. It's packed full of, so we bring in once a month someone to perform for us, and we pay them some small amount of money unless they'll do it for free, and then we just share in their talents, and we're just happy to have them here. The Polynesian Cultural Festival has 25 of those groups that all come over a two-day period, and they all want to be paid. And that's where all the cost comes in, is they're paying for all this talent to come and perform for us. Well, they're not going to do it for free. At least I don't think they're going to do it for free. And so to offset that cost, we've got people selling stuff in the park, and we're trying to take a cut of that proceeds. There's a lot of costs associated with that. And I don't think we as a city are prepared to absorb all that cost. The family putting it on, Paley's family, they're not making money off of this. I think they've.
Do we know that? I mean, I'm not assuming that.
We asked them last time, and I think they ran.
This time, they weren't willing to come back and report how it went.
I don't know if they were invited back.
Didn't they do a fundraiser?
Yeah,
they were fundraising for a sick
couple times.
Yeah.
So they did bring in a bounce house and fundraise, and all the kids that were in the bounce house raised money for the sick child.
Mm-hmm.
That was something they were, it was important to them. I don't know. I think part of the issue is that, and it's a cultural thing, if they came in with a clear, concise plan, this is what we're doing, this is how we're doing it, I think we'd all rest a lot easier. But the concern is exactly what you said, is that we're going to get there and there'll be tons of loose ends and a little less scrambling at the end, and that's a hard thing. And the other thing that kind of I worry about is that West Valley City for years did a flag day, Samoan flag day, that was a big, huge, similar type of thing in the park, big party, tons of people were there, vendors, dancing, and it's been a number of years since I've heard anything, but there were a number of years where there was gang violence that showed up at that Polynesian flag day or the Samoan flag day, that's my other concern, is that we might be inviting some of that element in. So that's...
Well, I think what Lori is saying about the organization is not whether they make money or not, or that those vendors have to, you know, provide their services for free, because I don't think you have any problem with people getting paid to perform. It's the organizational and kind of accountability to this committee. Like Bruce does the Festival of Speed, but he's here every single month, and we know about it for months and months and months, and he comes back and tells us how it went and what went well.
However, before Bruce was on this committee, we would see Bruce once.
So maybe we need a person from their group on this committee.
Potentially.
And if they aren't able to commit to that, maybe we can't commit to the event.
It sounds like, Lori was kind of getting there, it sounds like this is really quite a burden on the city to do it. You know, maybe it ought to be, I don't know.
Let's put this one as a maybe. We have limited resources, and hopefully through the brainstorming session we'll come up with tons of ideas, and then we can compare this against those.
I'd like to ask our parks and recreation people, David. Do you dread the fireworks show?
That's a loaded question.
Yep.
I think it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Okay. But do you dread, now that you've seen it, would you dread another Polynesian cultural festival? Is your feeling different about those two events?
No, I mean, I think it's manageable, but I think there's no way around us being involved if it goes on.
For sure.
So, because, I mean, we can't just say, okay, well, you guys make sure you got traffic control under control. You guys are going to clean up the park, right? There's just no way for us to not be involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think... We just, it's kind of this quasi, we're kind of involved in it, we're kind of not thing. And it's, we really last year made a last second decision. We're like, we saw how many likes they were getting, and people that were coming on Facebook were like, we better show up. And we did, and if we didn't, I would hate to see what would happen.
A huge disaster.
Yeah.
Thanks for being there.
I really like Elise's idea of getting whoever is the chairman for that involved in this committee early on, so that they know. I really like that idea, so that we're connected with everything that they are planning.
I'll be kind of forthright too. So I think where it's kind of different is, like, you got vendors that we're working with different things, where vendors need to pay to come up to the 4th of July now, and they want, you know, food trucks, and there's new rules and with that stuff. I don't know. I think maybe the city, if you're going to do it, the city absorb the cost of the entertainers like they do at the 3rd of July. They absorb some of those costs and then just make it almost, it kind of, it's just this weird in limbo, on the fence. We're kind of in charge, but we're not in charge. They're making money, but we're giving them money. They're not making, I don't know.
What would you recommend?
I think we need to be probably more involved with it if it's going to go forward. I don't have a problem with us being involved in it. I just think I sound like a dictator, but we need to really kind of control it.
That's great.
Like, we have to. We were very, very, I don't know, organized with bathroom layouts, with every little detail of the 3rd of July. And I know the traffic's bad, but we had traffic plans. The police, everything's very well thought out, and we make adjustments every year. And it really, if it's going to keep growing and getting big, I mean, I think it's...
But there's a difference, and the difference is the 3rd of July festival, the city budgets a certain amount of money. It's a large amount of money. Mm-hmm. Because this is a major event that we as a community have decided that we want to support with taxpayer dollars. This Plunger Cultural Festival is coming out of this amount of money that we get donated from the refineries, and the city hasn't decided that this is so important to us that we're going to financially take on the burden.
Yeah.
If we decide that, it could take up our entire budget, quite honestly.
And that's what I agree. My personal opinion is, especially if I was a chair like you guys of these other events, I don't think I would really like them taking a lion's share of money or something. I think it wouldn't seem fair to me for as much work like Bruce, you know, how much he's done by himself. And, you know, I don't know. That's just my two cents. I think it's a good thing, as for the most part, from everything that's gone on with it. I mean, under the right circumstances, under the right control. But I think we just got to get off the fence either way. You got to be, let them have it. But
what side of the fence do you want to be on?
Well, I can tell you, as an outgoing chair, I think we shouldn't do it anymore. And if I wasn't such a pansy, I would have told him that before now.
So do you think it would be better to just say, like, in November right now, say, hey, just so you guys know, we met, we decided we're not going to do this. Or invite them to be a part of the committee, maybe set some kind of breakpoints, like, we need to have your plan for traffic by this date, or we need to this.
Well, I do think that if one of them was on the committee, then they would see the limited resources that we're dealing with. Because when I finally told them, hey, this is how much money we have, I just can't go and write you a check for more money. I can't go get more money. This is all we have. You know, they were under the impression that if they just keep asking, eventually the city would just start giving it to them, because it was out of this, you know, the city's got a $13 million budget. Certainly we can pay an extra $1,000 towards their event.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just not the reality of what we're dealing with. And so perhaps if they were on the committee, they would see this is the limited resource, this is what we're using it for, and they might be more understanding. Or it could just be that since they're now an insider, that they are able to dictate more of what happens. I don't know. I'm not sure how that would play out.
Elisa, what's the sentiment down in the neighborhood there?
I think people like it.
You live close by.
Mm-hmm. Did you get city complaints?
I didn't get any complaints.
Did you get city?
I think there was a couple of noise complaints. What the police said. There was.
We let people know close by that it was going to be late
and stuff, but most of that wasn't.
I think people like it.
And I saw a lot of people from our neighborhood, from Foxborough.
There are complaints that people hate the traffic, but that's.
It can't be that much worse than a soccer not day.
They don't do soccer there anymore.
Yeah.
But no, it's not worse than that. But they don't do soccer at that park anymore.
Well, our city manager, our city, like the city staff, like for the most part, loved it. I mean,
the event.
But I mean, it's a, like, they didn't have anything set up with the fire. They didn't have anything set up with the police. That was all scrambled at last. I mean, it's just that we've got to be involved in an event that big. There's just no way around it. So.
So I guess the question is, do we as a city want to have that event? Just. We can work out the details of how to make it happen. So do we want to make that happen?
And if we want to make it happen, do we want to make it our flagship NSL Live event? Because that's what it is right now. It is our...
By budget, it is.
It's a big one.
It's our big event.
And we spend more time talking about it than any other event.
Yeah. So do we want it here? Or do we want to say, as a city, do we think this is a 3rd of July type thing that we want to make a city event? Or do we just want to say, you're a private citizen and you can organize this yourself if you want to, but you have to do everything? I think those are kind of our three options.
What do you think?
I know it's a big event. I know it attracts a lot of people. I've never felt like it belonged here. It's such a huge event, and it takes up so much of our time and our resources that...
And we don't have a large Polynesian population in our city. It seems like it would be a much more natural fit in other communities.
All right, Bruce or Nola?
Hey,
any other opinions?
It just appears that how many years has it gone?
Well, we've done it three times. It's been every other year. So we did it 1 year, we did a year off, we did it next year, had a year off, and then we did it again.
Getting you know, having everything planned out and having them have it planned out, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's in there. It's not in there. However, their committee is working. It just—it's not doing that. They have certain things that they want to do, and they get that done. And then there's all this other stuff that's really important, and the city's filling in the holes.
And then when it goes bad, it's the city staff.
It's the city looks bad. Yeah.
It looks bad.
Yeah, well, the city's left holding the mess.
So it would. I think it would have to be like the city does the fireworks. There is a committee in the city under the umbrella of the city that does the fireworks. And so the city's in control of that. I don't know that we have that with this event.
Okay. Let's move on. Speaking of things we talk about more than anything else.
Do you mind if we skip ahead to Brett?
Sure.
So we don't tie up this evening too much?
I'm fine if you want to just plow ahead through the agenda.
We've only got a few more items before we get to them anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So NSL Reads, I think, is the same thing we've already talked about before. Mm-hmm. We love it. We just need to make sure we convince or to keep doing it or find someone equally as awesome as her to take over.
Are you okay at least through March to be listed as the chair for that event, and then when we ever find someone?
Yeah. Okay. And I'm happy to bridge the gap.
Thank you.
You know, I would do it forever. I love it. But
don't say another word. Don't say another word. You got it. Commit. I'll just be right here, Lori, forever. Got it.
I have a work
issue. No, of course. All right. Second Sunday concerts. Let's talk about those. It seems like they're going great.
Yeah, I've been extremely happy with them. The Messiah was just so fun. We got so many people from different faiths there, and it just went really well.
Do you think you'll want to do that as an annual event?
I do. We actually had a request for it. And
I love that.
They said, please do this next year.
Oh, good.
So, and I think that's kind of why Brett's here. I don't know exactly what he's got in mind, but I've got some fun things lined up for next season, and I think we should continue on. I really, really appreciated the support with advertising, getting it on Facebook, getting it out in the newsletter, and hopefully the Woods Cross concert will be well attended in December.
Good.
Just keep going.
Do we want to continue to do just the fall? So just an August through December run? Okay. I think that sounds great.
That's what works best for me.
While I've got you here, I need to know what your thoughts are about the September concert with the Army Band.
I'd love to do it, and now that I kind of know what I'm doing, get out some more advertising for it.
Okay.
And get people there.
I'll request them again. Okay. I think this may be the last time, though, if we don't get a bear turnout.
Okay. All right.
And I, for my part, will try not to be in Europe during that concert so that I don't miss it. Although I should say they had on the wrong day on our schedule that we got internally, so I didn't think I was missing the concert until I had.
Well, and that was the problem. We had it advertised for one date and moved it at the last minute, and I think a lot of people got confused.
Yeah.
So
that was unfortunate. Okay, then I will request the band again for September, and we'll do it one more year at least.
Great, thank you.
I want to talk about the Halloween 3K, but
oh, it's not
events,
even on
but,
here.
But maybe we should let.
Let's talk about Halloween 3K. So I just did this by memory, and I somehow forgot that one. Sorry.
I liked it. Are we talking about how it went this last year, or if we're keeping it for next year?
You can talk about both.
I think it went well. We handed out, I gotta think now. It's been a while. Over 100 gift bags, and we used all of them. And we had great support from the city. We need to make a clear plan in our advertising plan or whatever plan to hand to somebody about music and how to use music and what's appropriate in our use of music. I think that we broke the rules.
Oh, I think we had some songs that weren't appropriate?
No, we just streamed them through Spotify or something like that. But we're not supposed to do that, and I didn't know that.
Oh.
But Lori has a...
I have an account Mood, which is the commercial wing of Pandora, which, I don't know, we're being recorded. I have this thing. I pay for it for the entire span of the NSL Live events. We don't always use the box because the box is a nightmare and it takes like 3 hours to set up every single time. But we have paid for it, so I feel like we're okay.
Okay. And is that something that you pay and we reimburse you, or you just pay?
I've just been paying for it.
Okay. How much is it?
It's like $20 a month or something.
Okay.
We didn't use all the money on the Halloween 3K. That might be a worthy reimbursement.
Yeah, that's certainly great. And certainly if you want to submit that in, let's take care of that. But that's something maybe as a city we just need to make sure that we get whatever it requires so that we're on the up and up.
Yeah.
There's probably an easier way to do it. I just did that because I was scrambling. I was like, we need legal music. But there may be a program out there that's better, because the box is truly a nightmare.
So when we hire a DJ, I guess they buy their own CDs and that's why they can do it, or they buy their own rights to the music?
No, they have rights. I think they pay for rights to use the music.
Yeah, okay.
Is that what they do?
DJ?
Or we have plausible deniability. That's
probably what they're supposed to do.
As a band, you're supposed to pay if you cover a song. I mean, you're getting into the weeds.
Royalties. You got to make sure that royalties are collected.
Yeah, but we as a city need to make sure we're doing it. I mean, a DJ working out of his garage, the worst thing they do is they shut him down, right? But as a city, we've got deeper pockets, so they could come after us if we're doing it wrong. So, that's good.
So do we want to do that now next year?
Yes, of course we do.
I'd like to do a shout out to Elisa. It was adorable, and I loved the addition of the
Face painting.
Really cute.
For those of you that weren't there, it was DIY face painting.
It was
so
adorable.
We just had face paints that the kids could do for themselves.
And most of them painted their parents' faces, and it was awesome.
It was great.
It was fun. Really well attended. The price was right. A free race is great.
It was quick and done quickly.
Yeah, and the weather was perfect as well.
Yeah.
Great job on the weather.
Great. Okay, so that's on
okay, the so perfect. I think that's great. Let's talk about potential community choir.
Sean invited me to conduct the choruses for the Messiah Singing. That's how we met up, and it was just I second that. It was a great experience, and I hope they continue to do it. I sent her an email this last week with the subject of a conversation starter, and then asked her simply if there was a place in North Salt Lake City for a community choir. And she invited me to come to the meeting. I really have no proposal other than that question.
Sure.
And the comment that I'd be happy to be the conductor, on a volunteer basis, and would love to do that.
I love it.
I know there's lots of people that sing. The question is, where would we rehearse? Would it be here at City Hall? Would it be in one of the churches?
There's a piano and chairs here, and that's all you need.
That's what you need, huh?
Would it be possible to use the... Are you thinking on a weekly basis?
I think you'd want to rehearse on a weekly basis, absolutely.
For the entire year, or moving up to an event?
Probably, usually they have... choirs typically have a fall concert, a Christmas concert, and a spring concert.
Mm-hmm.
If they're really dedicated, they do something for the 4th of July, but that you have to be really dedicated to make it through to the 4th of July and then take the summers off.
Well, and what would be fun if we went with this is we could use the choir to pad the Messiah choir,
right?
Because they really got lost.
And that's what got me.
And then maybe do a Christmas concert in December.
Yeah.
With the Sunday concert series.
Well, so my thought is this building should be used, and the more we use it, the better. We bought it with our taxes, and the evenings it's generally just shut down. I know it's a hassle for the staff for us to do stuff, but that's why we pay them the big bucks. So I think if that's something that we want to pursue, let's pursue it. Let's use the space. When I first moved into North Salt Lake, I didn't even know where City Hall was. Now, granted, it was the other building, and it was a dump. It was dump B. It used to be a fire station, and so it still looked like a fire station a little bit. It was old, and it wasn't like earthquake safe. So this was the right thing to use to build this building. But as I was building it, it was under construction while I was running for my first campaign, and people were asking, why are we wasting all this money on this big building? And my answer was that our city doesn't have a soul, and we need to have a place that is the center of our city. And this city, this building is that center. and it needs to be used. People should know where City Hall is, and a lot of people in our city still today don't. So when they're coming here for stuff, when they're coming here for concerts, when they're coming here to sing in a choir, I think that's great. And we as a committee should try to encourage those kind of things.
So would this be something that the city would have funds for as far as buying music? Have you thought about that, Brett?
It's a conversation starter. Music can be expensive, but there are other sources for music.
What city do you live in?
Bountiful.
Okay, so you're close by.
Yeah,
I think that we probably could find some funds to buy music.
Out of the committee's budget.
I think so. Yeah. I think we probably could buy some charts every year. I don't know at this point if our committee has sufficient funds to like pay a conductor. But if it was a volunteered effort and we just had the community come and sing, I think that sounds like certainly worth exploring and worth supporting.
You might have to pay an accompanist unless you find somebody who loves to accompany a choir.
Every ward has a couple.
That's true.
Would this operate then with Shauna as a kind of a subcommittee with Shauna? So,
Shauna, would you be willing to take that on as a subcommittee?
Sure. If I could work with Brett, you bet. He's awesome.
Okay.
So could you put together a plan of what of your idea, you know, okay, so I've got the go ahead to do this.
We'll put our heads together.
This is the kind of like maybe for the first 2018, this much money would be helpful. We'll meet this, our plan is to meet this often. And then you can bring that back, or you are welcome to come as well in January.
Okay.
And just so everyone knows the way the budget works, so we get $10,000 from the refineries. The 5K brings in about $2,000. So.
Really?
I think so.
That's a profit center. Well, that's good.
Well, I mean, it might cost us more than $2,000.
Okay.
But the way that
it's not net.
Yeah, it just the way that the city works is, you know, any money that they bring in, the city just keeps. So we have to add our anticipated earnings to our budget. So our budget this year is either $12,000 or $13,000, which is the amount of money we get from the refineries plus the anticipated earnings from the 5K.
If we start advertising the 5K with the fireworks, it might draw a lot more people.
Right.
And then we'd have more money to spend on other fun events.
So essentially what we do is we make a list of all the stuff we want to do, and then we have our budget. The budget's fixed, and then we divvy it up as best we can to try to make it all work. So great. And in the past, I've done the bike race, which would bring in about $2,000 of earnings, and it cost about $3,000 to put on. So I was always about a net negative of about $1,000, and that going away was freed up a chunk of money that we then gave to the Polynesian Cultural Festival. So, all right. So great. We went through those ideas. What other ideas do people have? What do you think? Nothing? I've got them. I've been doing this for 8 years. I've still got ideas. What do you think?
I feel like we have a pretty full roster.
Nope. Yeah. We're throwing all the ideas out. This is the brainstorming session. We don't turn anything away at this point.
We can address Callie's ideas.
Okay. I've got them down here. Short film festival, play/children's theater, and art competition.
So the Bountiful Davis Art Center did a silent film festival this last summer. It's the first time they've ever done that. We could potentially partner with them.
How'd that go?
Medium. They said they had medium turnout, but what I would recommend, unless Callie wants to take that on and run with it, great, she can do it, but maybe having Callie talk to them and say, during your festival, will you screen one show here? And then we can advertise it as one show here, but it's going on with the Bountiful Davis Arts Center, and it's part of a larger program. Just an idea.
Sure. One idea that I know we've discussed here in the past but never really got very far, but along with the art competition, is inviting kids or teenagers to come in and get a free disposable camera and then give them like a week to fill it up with pictures and then return them, and then we develop that and use that as sort of as our art show, which is kind of a fun idea. I don't know what the cost would be.
We could do a free version of that where they just take pictures on their iPhone and send it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they all have.
You may even want to make a contest out of it, what I did on my summer vacation, and have them send in their favorite picture from their vacation and then award prizes for the best picture, and then put that up. I think the teens would really love that.
Great. Okay, what other ideas?
Does the city have a coloring contest?
No. Kind of.
Oh,
what would you do on Easter time, right?
No,
when do we do it?
It's usually in October for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. So I know we send, we always, it's just
but
one school.
But that's been all we,
The U City Council.
Yeah.
The U City Council will take, I think, pick one elementary school, take them a bunch of pages, they color them and bring them back. And we put them up around here, I think. At least I remember seeing that.
What about a music contest?
Okay, what do you what are you thinking?
We could do a voice division, a piano division, maybe an instrument division, and just pick a first, second, third place winner in that, and then have them be part of the second Sunday concert series, maybe extend that into January, and have them perform at a winner's
concert. So people would submit a recording of them playing?
Either a recording or we do a live audition.
Okay.
Some adjudicators.
That'd be fun.
Do a similar kind of thing with the book club with NSL Reads, where we could divorce the writing competition from the fall event, where we could have a night where the winners come and read their works. I don't know whether it's good to divorce that or not, but there's that option.
Right.
So I want to go back to a point that Roy made earlier, that we don't plan events that don't have a chair. And currently, everybody that's on this committee is already chairing an event. So we're brainstorming events that, I don't know, are you, do you want to take on two events?
Well, let's throw all the events out here. And then if something looks of interest to us, then we can find if we can have a chair for that. Or we can, because at this point we've got... So we're who's missing from
Callie.
Our committee here? Callie's not here. Do we have a vacancy?
Do we have a chair for
one,
the
two,
oh,
three,
Halloween
4?
Because Elisa, you're taking over the kite festival.
Yeah, currently we
five,
don't have
Nola.
6. We're missing one. Who are we missing? Do we
Callie.
Have a vacancy?
No,
oh, Callie.
There's no vacancy.
Yeah. So if we put Callie on the Halloween 3K, then everybody's
five.
Chairing something.
Callie and you.
And Ryan. Ryan's the new me. Yeah, Ryan's the new thing. He wants to do 3 or 4 things.
Great. Okay, fine. Let's carry on.
But we can have people chair events that aren't on our committee.
I like that idea. I love that idea, actually.
So it's we're not restricted to what we ourselves can do. In fact, that's been our limitation in the past, which I think we should try to remedy.
I think the more people in the community get involved, the better the events will be. And
the better
city will be.
And the better participation will be.
Yes.
All those things. I agree. Okay.
What about a city beautification day?
Okay.
It's kind of
what are you thinking?
Just get the community together, meet at a park, give them specific assignments, rake shovels, whatever we need done in the city to make it more appealing and beautiful. Maybe weeding out some of the roundabouts or... I don't know where that fits in with what's already scheduled with the city, but it might be fun to paint a fence, make the park look better, clean the bathroom. I don't know, just a beautification project.
Okay, sure. What other ideas?
I think we're pretty light on parks and trails in our committee, which is part of our calling, so maybe something to do with trails.
We could just do a city trail walk where we all meet and just walk one of the trails. Just all kind of do a communal hike. I don't know if that'd be fun or not, but at least we get people into our trails.
We could look to other outdoor venues like Red Butte. They do nature walks. They do yoga at the garden. They do bird watching events. They do a million things. They probably have some good ideas.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You had a contact that was very interested in being involved with trails, is that right?
Yes, there's a guy named Mike Brammer that's down in our neighborhood. In fact, he's in Ryan's ward. No, he used to be in Ryan's ward. He got kicked out. He's now in the fourth ward. Mike Brammer had said that he's interested in trails. And I said, well, don't be on the committee. He's like, no, I'm only interested in trails.
So would he, or maybe we could identify somebody who would be interested in being, you know, like a trail subcommittee, and they could brainstorm their own kind of events, and maybe they pick a beautification day or several nature walks.
Trail upkeep.
Or a yoga program or something, but they create that program and then bring it to us for review instead of we create everything.
I've got a stepdad who loves bird watching, and I bet if we did a bird watching event, he would be happy to come and participate.
Yeah, if we had somebody who knew birds.
You're halfway there.
That's right.
More than halfway.
He's not super charismatic, but he knows his birds. Yeah. Well,
we could pair him up with someone who's super charismatic, and the two of them would be the dynamic duo.
There you go.
What about an open day or a day for tours at the refinery? Do you think they would be open to that?
So
I think they've done something like that in the past.
Yeah, Chevron did one. It was a
How
big
did that
deal.
Go?
It was awesome. It was awesome. Well attended, but it was a major expense for them. They had a tent up there. They had a huge staff. They were driving people through on their, on their buses and explaining things as they went through. And they did it because it was in conjunction with their. I don't know what they did. Why they did it actually, but they did it. And
did they tell you they didn't want to do it again?
No. They might be willing to do it again, but I don't know if we can go and say, hey, we'd like you to do this for us, because we're asking them to make a major commitment to it. But we could certainly present to them that it'd be something fun if they would do it at some frequency. To my knowledge, Big West Oil's never done it, although they did take the city council on a tour at one point.
Matt, may I be excused?
Sure.
I got an appointment. Cheers. It's warm.
All right, our two visitors, what do you guys thought? What do you have?
I'm kind of here to observe and see what's going on. I like the trail ideas, the beautification day.
Do you see anything you'd like to take on?
I don't know about take on right now, but the trails and that type of thing, definitely.
Great. What things do they do in Phoenix that you like that we should consider?
Well, as you were speaking about the Polynesian thing, I was thinking of our town. It's not actually my town anymore, but we lived there for 20 years. And they have a signature event every year. It's called the Ostrich Festival.
Oh.
And that is their signature event. And the town is now associated with that. It's been 20 years and growing. And it just sounded like maybe North Salt Lake needs some sort of signature event.
What happens at the Ostrich Festival?
They have ostrich races.
What town is that? Maybe I want to go.
Chandler, Arizona.
Chandler, Arizona.
It's south of Phoenix, about 20 miles.
Yeah.
Hi, Gilbert.
It's right next door to Gilbert.
That's fun.
So what if we did a dog show?
North Salt Lake Dog Show. Well, like hey, we're brainstorming. We're putting anything on here.
Maybe ostriches here.
How about
llamas?
Llamas. There's llamas
here.
In the area.
We'll do a llama show.
We'll call
like
it Alpaca Palooza. I've already got a name for it. What were you saying? Sorry.
I was going to say it seems like that's a really good point because. We have the 3rd of July fireworks, which is sort of what North Salt Lake is known for. And we are talking about the Polynesian Cultural Festival as becoming a big event. But maybe while we decide what our big event should be, it should be how we want North Salt Lake to be known.
Right.
And, I mean, maybe we want several different events, or maybe we just want one big one, and maybe it's the 3rd of July. And that's our big event, and that's the party we throw for the state every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can tell you that 3rd of July is well known in Davis County. But growing up in Salt Lake County?
Oh, yeah. But Davis County.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it.
Yeah, everybody drives down.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So what do we want North Salt Lake to be known for, like those of us that live here? What identifies North Salt Lake? What do you think we should highlight? Or
we have a pretty rad 4th of July weekend. It's amazing.
With the fireworks and the car show.
Yeah.
And I think trails too.
The what ends up
trails
the,
are
I think
awesome.
Lori
yeah.
pinpointed it when you last year, I think it was. The closer to the weekend or to the 4th that we run the 4th of the 5K, the bigger it is.
Mm-hmm.
Which
well,
is true because
it's a I know it's a huge headache for the staff, but we could really run that 5K the morning of the 4th every year.
It would make it huge.
The 3rd, you mean?
Yeah, the morning.
The morning of the 4th.
After
oh,
the
oh, because we do fireworks on the 3rd. Oh, that's the problem, is the fireworks on the 3rd. We don't always have the 3rd off.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And
it's
we
actually,
can't do it the 4th.
It's actually not a problem. It actually makes it easier for Mark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To do the event the next day?
No, do it on the 3rd.
No.
To do it the same day.
But the 3rd isn't a holiday. We don't have it off from work.
So it actually is easier for us to, other than we've still got our normal stuff that we have to do.
It would make it a smaller race if it was, you know, on a weekday that not everybody had it off. But it is, I do agree that close to the event, everything culminating with that firework event, the car show and the race and the fireworks, I think that's what I've always known is that's where everybody spends the 3rd of July is in North Salt Lake. And then the 4th they go spend wherever else. But everybody in Davis County spends the 3rd of July with us.
Yeah, at least
the night.
The night, yeah.
Could you do the 5K in the evening of the 3rd before the fireworks? So that people were off work.
Well,
runners won't do that.
No, they want to do.
People show
morning.
Up for the fireworks really early.
And
okay.
They're there with their families. It's
morning people.
Yeah.
Police, our staff stretch so thin that would just kill us.
Okay.
But it might help with people getting out. If the as soon as the fireworks were over, we gave everyone a glow stick and sent them off running.
There you go. By the time they're done. Traffic will be gone.
Yeah, traffic's gone.
It's
yeah.
great. Everyone will be a little
healthier.
We'll
need to be longer.
We'll give
Five
you garbage bags,
enough.
And as you're running, just
glow stick trail run. I'm going to
I do love. I've always loved the idea of doing sort of a race series, where we have the 5K, we have the Halloween 3K, we have like a spring run and a winter solstice or something. I mean. Not volunteering for it, but I've always liked that idea.
We actually had someone initially show up and want to do that same thing my very first year. And after doing one event, he was like, oh, this is too much work. And then
races are a huge...
And then he was out, but we'd already advertised the other two, so then I had to put them on, and they were hard.
They were a lot of work.
Yeah. One thing that I thought would be fun is to do... We do the Easter egg hunt, which is great. But it'd be fun if we did like an Easter egg scavenger type event for kids, maybe with GPS locations. We'd set it up all over the city and sent the teens out that afternoon searching for virtual Easter eggs or something.
Or we could add on to the Easter egg hunt as it is. You have everybody at the park. They all show up. The event lasts 30 seconds. And then it's over. I mean, maybe there's a desire to stay a little longer and do a family scavenger hunt after the Easter egg hunt.
Well, one year we gave out kites after the Easter egg, and it was delightful. There wasn't enough wind, but a significant number of kids were then running with their kites, and it was really fun. For about an hour, everyone kind of lingered up there and did something, and it's true. We could do something like that. We could give, as soon as the Easter egg hunt's over, we could hand out to all the teenagers that are there the beginning of our Easter egg hunt and somehow do something to incentivize people to stay. I'm not sure. But it is
hunt.
So fast.
The city already does an Easter egg hunt, right?
Yeah.
The youth city council.
The youth city council puts it on.
We don't have anything to do with that. Right?
We call, I guess
go
I just go because I've
help.
Got kids that are going, although I might be aging out of that soon enough.
I've gone the last... Like last year, I went just to hand out our North Salt Lake flyer to everybody.
And it's cool and super fast. I mean, it's really like the most exciting 30 seconds in North Salt Lake every year.
But it is super fast. And I don't know, maybe people are glad to just come get some candy for their kids and leave.
And take off.
Maybe adding a little more to the event to make it last a little longer.
It is a lot of work for 30 seconds. But work I'm not doing, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, me either.
about a golf tournament? Does Northside Play ever hold a golf tournament?
So we do a family golf day where it's like a family of four. You get like a meal and 18 or sorry, a 9 holes for like $60. Carts included.
And it's a scramble, right?
It's a scramble, and they put a pin like way out near the green, so that like I'm a terrible golfer, and I'll hack one, and then my wife will hack one, and then my kids get to go all the way up to that pin and hit from there, and we play best ball. So we're in it, right? We're never like getting to 9 strokes and saying, oh, we have to just end this hole because we've run out of strokes. And that's fun. We do almost nothing for it. In fact, we kind of forget that it's even happening until the golf course puts it on. It's fun. We usually have maybe 15 families that will show up and participate. When I presented that, I had presented doing a North Salt Lake Open, where you can only participate if you live in North Salt Lake. We make it a big deal. There's a big plaque inside the clubhouse that has every year's winner on it. Maybe we give a cash prize, and making it a big thing. And there was some resistance from the mayor and the golf pro that I didn't ever fully understand. I guess what they thought was, we kind of already have that with our league play, because we do have a league that plays all the time, and they do a tournament at the end of the year. But I think there are people who golf a lot that would want to, they would want the prestige, that don't necessarily have the time or commitment to be part of the league. And we could make it a big deal. Like, you talk about what identifies North Salt Lake. I think our golf course is awesome, and it's beautiful, and you can see it from your drive. Every time I drive south on I-15, I look up and see our golf course as I'm coming into town. It's a gorgeous course. And not only do we, my thought was, not only do we get to play, and we get the prestige of someone winning, and we make a big deal out of it. It goes in our city's newsletter that Sally won it for 3 years in a row now, our golf tournament. But also, people who want to win will start playing our course all the time so that they can then be better at it. So I think that's a, I think that's an idea that has legs.
And also, could we create a more expansive youth recreation program at the golf course, so that more of North Salt Lake residents are utilizing the golf course, not just those who are already good at golf?
We have a youth program already at the golf course that they've been promoting, and I think it's had some success.
They do a junior golf program.
Yeah.
And they have like 50, 60 kids in it. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
I grew up here and did it as well as a youth.
Okay.
So I think
they also occasionally do classes. Like, I'll get an email or something that says they're doing like women's series of classes during the summer or something.
Like,
and I've done
classes.
Yeah,
who sends those emails?
The golf course
does. I think the golf course does. Or maybe I've seen it. It might have been in the newsletter. That might be where I saw it, because I signed up for once. It was a lot of fun. I'm a terrible golfer. Had a great time.
Okay. Any other ideas?
No, I'm not having my ideas.
You have
my
some?
My former ideas. No. Oh. I had a lot of brainstorming earlier on in the fall, but I don't want to take any of those on.
Well, you don't have to. We'll throw them out there. What you got?
Oh, no. It's fine.
All right.
Thank you, though.
Okay. I don't know how we utilize it, but we do now have the only public boat takeout on the Jordan River in our city. And it's awesome.
Well, Canoe Day, people really like that, right?
Get into the river event. That's not something that we do, but we still certainly promote it. It would be nice to somehow do something to use that takeout, make it more well known, make people use it. I don't know what that thing is.
Could we do a family event where maybe we could rent a bunch of inner tubes or something, or tell people to bring their own, and we could just run like golf carts back up to the beginning and let people go down.
The next place you can put in is a pretty fair way.
Well,
at least
it's
15 miles away.
Oh, is
no,
it that
no.
Far?
Well, there's a it, there's
possible, right?
Where is this?
Yeah, it's not 15 miles.
It's not
somewhere
on
the
Jordan.
No.
The element, the junior high?
Yeah, right by the junior high there, where Redwood and where the river crosses Redwood Road. There's a little dirt road that goes down. So you go south on Redwood Road, right as it crosses the river there on the left-hand side, there's a little dirt spot that goes down, and that's where people put in now.
Oh, okay.
And it's about an hour in a canoe to float from there to our takeout. at the speed of the river. And we did it once. It was fun. I only did it once. I've missed a couple of years because I always have conflicting things on those days, but it's fun.
I did try to, I wanted to do the day in the river with my family, and I tried to find a canoe or something to rent, and it was really difficult. There were not options available, good options. I don't know if we want to.
Stan Porter.
Yeah.
Well, so, and Stan,
Stan
had a bunch of extra canoes there. And I went one year thinking that there'd just be like, if you'd show up, they'd give you a canoe, they'd send you on the way, but it wasn't. They all went in one flotilla, and then they came back and they all did it again in a second flotilla, which I did not fully appreciate until we sat there for 3 hours for them to come back for the second flotilla. But it was still fun when we actually floated. But the canoe idea is, the tube idea is fun. The issue is
safety.
Well, the river's got. There's beavers in the area.
Yeah, I don't want to get in that river.
I don't think the river's necessarily that dirty, but especially when it's got a good flow to it. But because the beavers are in there, there's a lot of just jagged sticks that are kind of throughout. I wouldn't want to float it.
Yeah, I think that's the tough thing about any water day then, because nobody owns a canoe.
No, people don't own canoes or kayaks.
But I have an idea.
What's that?
There's a thing they do up there with the, it's canals. This is a river. But once a year they sell little yellow duckies for money.
Oh.
And they float.
And do a duck race.
Yeah, and they raise money for, you pick a cause. I forget what their cause was, but. And then it's a race. Like, so all the duckies are numbered. And if your number survives to the end, probably that mile you're talking about from here to there, prizes.
That's a fun idea.
They do that in Pittsburgh.
That's a fun idea.
They do that in Pittsburgh as well.
The river doesn't have good visibility.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to watch it.
That's not true. The trail runs right along it. Well, no, just that last section, but the trail, the Jordan River Trail that runs right along there. I ride my bike and I jog on. You can see that river.
That's north of the put-in, right?
Yeah, I'm saying if we put into that spot, though.
Does that go into private property? Can you?
Well,
it was my understanding you get out at Porter's Landing because then it goes to private property.
Well, then it goes into the nature preserve.
Mm.
So we'd have to have a boom, you know, a floating boom to catch them all.
Or nets.
Or stand out in a canoe and with a net, but definitely, definitely doable.
You'd have to rescue the ones that got sidelined by the beavers or whatever.
I think that's a fun idea.
Beaver food.
I like the idea of using the canoe takeout in some way, as we try to hit all the areas of the city.
Mm-hmm. And that would allow us to include people who don't have a canoe.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, well, we're now at 7:30. What I was hoping to take out of this thing was like a fully identified chairs for every event and a calendar, but that's why you guys have more events starting next year, so you can work all those things out. But I appreciate you coming. I appreciate your willingness to serve on the committee. It's been fun for me. I was going to bring you all a gift, but I didn't get it ready in time, so I will then instead... I think you're all coming to our meal, right? Next Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll have it there. Except for I didn't bring anything for the Planning Commission, so I may not bring my gifts there because I don't want
to... You don't want to bring it to them.
I don't want them to feel bad that I'm giving out gifts to everyone else. So, but you guys have been amazing. It's been fun to serve with you. And good luck in the next year.
Thank you for all you've done, Matt.
Yeah.
You've been fantastic to work with.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
We'll miss you.
Okay. Thanks, Holly.